Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. This vlog is sure to make you erupt in curiosity, as it's all about volcano snails. So stick around if you want to learn some lavely facts about this molten mollusk. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The volcano snail, often known as the scalyfoot gastropod, is a species of underwater snail that makes its home in deep-sea hydrothermal vents. Now keep in mind that the average hydrothermal vent can reach temperatures over 700 degrees, enough to cook any fish into wasabi sushi. Yet the volcano snail happily takes to heat without becoming hard-boiled. This is because volcano snails have adapted to avoid becoming boiled sunny-side up by developing mineralized iron on their skin. Being the only animal on Earth who has achieved such a feat, it takes a lot of iron will, so to speak. And it's because of this steely spirit that volcano snails can be found dwelling over 1.5 miles below sea level. To clarify, the atmospheric pressure at that level would be enough to squash anyone flatter than a flounder. Feeling hungry? Well, not the volcano snail, as they can go their entire lives without taking a bite. This is because the snail has made a symbiotic relationship with the bacteria that thrive in its esophageal gland, which produce all the energy a volcano snail needs for a happy and healthy life. However, this doesn't stop other animals like crabs and other snails that would happily make escargot out of these scaly scorching slugs. Now, I won't be too shellfish here, but a volcano snail shell is made up of three sturdy layers, which certainly helps predatory attackers lose their appetite, and maybe a few teeth as well. In fact, scientists are trying to utilise the extreme exterior of the snail for military-based purposes, though progress is quite slow to say the least, at a snail's pace one might say. You're all the more likely to find a volcano snail in the depth of the Indian Ocean, a place where hydrothermal vents are quite a common sight. And also, did you know that many gastropods in general are hermaphroditic? This means that they're both male and female at the same time, which includes the volcano snail itself. Unfortunately, the volcano snail is considered an endangered species, as the biggest threat to volcano snails is habitat loss, as us humans are unintentionally laying waste to the seabeds in which they dwell via human activity. And let's not forget that climate change is making the ocean waters more acidic, which will begin eating away at the shells of snails, making them easy prey for predators. Hopefully, as we continue to fight off climate change, the volcano snail will be safe from extinction's menu. Pun very much intended. Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.